Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And good morning, everybody in America and everybody listening around the world. This is Rich Sheban, and I'm going to be sitting in for Vince today. I'm going solo. I'll try to slow it down a little bit, but I'm looking at all the information I want to deliver to you. And I already know I'm not going to come close to finishing it all today. But if you had to have a title for today's broadcast, I would say it would be Traitors and Sellouts. Not just government, but big corporations. And, of course, politicians are part of the government. And before I continue, I want to thank Jason in Minnesota for engineering the broadcast. We really appreciate you, Jason, and all the people on your crew. So what we're going to show today, and I try really hard. You saw what happened to Alex Jones. And, you know, he got railroaded. There's no doubt about it. Everybody knows it. And this is one of the reasons why I try and stick to published articles in the public domain and try really hard not to give an opinion. I will comment on the facts, the proof, the evidence, the truth. But I want you to concentrate on what the traitors and sellouts are doing to humanity, not just our country, but to humanity. And I want you to think about how these people, doesn't matter what institution they're with, what big corporation they're with, and for those of you who were listening, how do you like being psychologically profiled to sell out your country regarding your job? Because that's exactly what's happening. And I have to confess, I've said this, you know, Vince and I, we have private conversations here and there when we can both find time. I hate doing this. I hate it. I do this because it's an obligation and duty as an American to give you facts, especially with everything going on regarding the genocide, the eugenics, the fraud, the corruption. I look at it this way, folks. If I don't do this, I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but one that sticks in my mind is that if I don't do this, I'm disrespecting over a million combat soldiers who gave their life for this country. Never mind all the ones that fought and bled for us. But we are disrespecting well over a million combat soldiers who died for our freedoms, for our liberties. And a lot of these wars were false flag wars to benefit the elite. So that being said, I have information on election fraud. I have information on economics. I have information on health care, which you definitely want to hear. You want to hear it all. And, of course, just general information on the traitors and the sellouts in this country. So what I think I'm going to do is start on election fraud today. So please bear with me again. Keep in mind, folks, I don't like doing this. I'm tired of it. I've been on national radio for over 12 years. I don't like it. You know, when I'm on other broadcasts, you know, it's more of a dialogue. It's more like we're talking about off-grid living and solutions and prepping and things like that. And it's a lot easier. But I feel that the public, the American public, needs to know about this corruption, about the fraud, about about the genocide and eugenics. And I know I sound like I feel like I'm blue in the face sometimes, but people are waking up. So that being said, I'm going to start with election fraud here. This has been proven, folks. It's called database latency, and you can go on the Gateway Pundit. It's on many of the alternative media sites. Basically, they use an example, unless this was a real example, where county election managers changed the zip code of 31,000 voters on September 3rd. So what happens, the ballots go out, and those 31,000 are undeliverable. Somebody else collects those valid ballots. And on September 15th, those addresses are covertly, quietly changed back. So the National Change of Address Database doesn't pick up these address changes because they didn't happen because there's no history of it. So the 31,000 citizens who were getting their mail just on a regular basis, they never knew anything was different because they were still getting their regular mail, you know, their bills and their Christmas cards, not Christmas cards, it was September, right? Except for these ballots. So the ballot addresses were driven by county mail in ballot database, the one that was changed and then changed back. So a lot of these state ballots, a lot of these states, they send these ballots to all these people, and the recipient is none the wiser that they never received a mail-in ballot. One major example is, how many times have you heard, and I've heard this thousands of times, about a person going in to vote, and then the people at the voting bureau says, well, you already voted. This is database latency, folks. There's many different ways they're doing this. They're doing this, as you know, with mules. They're doing this with the machines that are online. They're doing this with, drop boxes. They're doing this with ballot harvesting. They're doing this every way they can. And this is why they slow count it, so they figure out how many votes they need. It's all fraud, folks. We are now an official third world banana republic. I was looking to, I want to thank Elon Musk, if any of his people is listening. There's a lot of things I don't agree with you, Elon, like brain chips and things of that nature. However, what you're doing with Twitter is commendable. It's hero-type stuff to tell the truth, especially when it involves things like election fraud. So it's proven. And I've read a lot of the tweets. There's one tweet that just is profound. It's short. It's sweet. It's accurate. It's by the Hodge twins. And I believe they're like conservative commentaries and comedians and stuff like that. But anyway, I'm going to read their tweet. Very short quote here. Quote, so the people that protested the stolen 2020 election were censored and prosecuted by the ones responsible for stealing the 2020 election. I want you to think about how much sense this makes and how pathetic and crooked our system is. Okay, next. Hobbs is creating a crime, this is Katie Hobbs from Arizona, to charge Arizonans with who stand against rampant election misconduct. I got a lot of this stuff, folks. Basically, Katie Hobbs has been caught. Okay? And here's some more breaking news. And I'm looking at the document. It says confidential. Leaked emails reveal that Arizona's Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, was in regular communication with Twitter telling them who to censor. You can't even make this stuff up, folks. Look, I've got articles coming up here where the FBI and Twitter were involved in rigging the elections. This is illegal election collusion, folks. Remember Joe Biden? Oh, not too long ago, he said, and I wrote the quote down, Biden said that silence is complicity. So, here we go, folks. We are trying, not just at USA Prepares, but at every alternative media site, to not be silent and to tell the truth. And here's a tweet from Donald Trump. I don't know if it came off of Truth Social or Twitter. But anyway, I'm just going to read what he said here. So the actually, I'm going to say, Mr. President, you are actually quite correct, but you're wrong in one big thing, and I'm going to point that out. It says, quote, so with the revelation of massive and widespread fraud and deception, and working closely with big tech companies, the DNC, and the Democrat Party, do you throw the presidential election results of 2020 out and declare the rightful winner, or do you have a new election? A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections. You're absolutely right with that comment, but everything from 2020 on, including 2022, should be thrown out, Mr. President. This, all the fraud has been proven. And it's up to us to do something about it. Look, all the lawyers, the judges, the politicians, the bankers, all they care about is manufacturing their perception of self-importance and self-interest. In other words, their self-preservation. All these institutions have literally sold the people out, and it's been proven. It doesn't matter if it's medicine, it doesn't matter any part of the rule of law, and all of the judges, you know, the corruption, the racketeering with the psyops, the technology, you know, academia, pretty much all government, you know, they're consolidating power, money, and control for the elite. They're literally admitting that they're corrupt and manipulating and dishonest. You know, the journalists from the mainstream media. This is why we've given so much proof and evidence that there are no more experts. There are no more official authorities. These totalitarian people have literally sold out the American people and betrayed the trust of the people and dishonored and corrupted their professions. I cannot say that with enough emphasis. These are all the consequences of all the people who have been recruited to be followers. All the consequences of inaction towards political correctness. When you have inaction towards political correctness, every idea, every solution, every rule of law, every person who's getting a job based on hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, high standards, merit, nothing matters. Nothing matters, folks. This is very disturbing. So that being said, I'm going to continue to go with election fraud here. Bear with me. Just so you know, I am not online when I'm on the air because the powers that be interrupt. They have the ability to sabotage me. So I'm going to try and slow down a little bit just to make it myself a little easier to be heard. Next article here is FBI held weekly calls with big tech for 2020 election, provided lists of URLs pushing disinformation for big tech to censor. That's illegal, folks. That's illegal. That's illegal election collusion. That's rigging the election.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. each point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Good morning, everybody. Rich, you've been sitting in for Vince Finelli, and I am monologuing today, going solo. So I'm going to continue to talk about election fraud till I go to my next topic. And, folks, like I said, I'm not kidding you. I hate doing this. Especially, you know, talking about, you know, eugenics and genocide with healthcare and all the fraud, it's very disturbing to me. But I don't know any other way to wake up the public with the limited amount of time that I have. So this is why I'm using published articles in the public domain that I do my best ability to vet for authenticity. Okay. Going back to election fraud, FBI covertly surveyed Rudy Giuliani for years while ignoring Hunter Biden's laptop, but now ignores $24 million in donations to Senator Warnock. You know how they came from, you heard about this, I'm sure. They came from unemployed people. Please send me a check, and I will send you a virtual bridge. Yes. Next, five CIA chiefs meddled in the 2020 election. Elon Musk admits Twitter has interfered with elections, agreed that public trust must be restored. Elon, the world appreciates what you're doing right now with telling the truth from this portal of that was open to government officials, basically the corrupt, and used to censor the truth. We appreciate everything you're doing, but I'll be honest with you, whether it be healthcare, FDA, NIH, just overall hospitals, physicians, the World Health Organization, You name it. There's no, the CDC, there's no trust. There's no trust that coming back in government or the mainstream media. It's gone. It's 100% gone, Elon. 100%. So we all appreciate what you're doing, but the interference with elections, as I'm looking at your quote here, is very obvious, but it's going to take a long time. At the very least, they either need to reinstall the people who won, the people who were illegally installed, or they need to have new elections with paper ballots on video with watermarks proving that they're citizens of the United States, that they can legally, legitimately vote. Next, Chinese operative ran a massive TikTok campaign to help the Democrats in midterm elections report. Next, in Georgia, they released evidence of 20,000 votes being removed from Herschel Walker's reported totals in the November election. So he would have won. Look, folks, Georgia's going on right now. And whoever's going to win is going to be what the Uniparty decides. In other words, the traitors, the sellouts. And that is the Democrat Party and the Rhino Republicans. That's what they are. The traitors, the sellouts, they're no longer representing the people. They are representing the elite, like the World Economic Forum, the UN, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos people, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all the people who are basically pointing the finger and projecting the behaviors that we do when it's been proven that they did it. We the people have to make the difference. We the people have to be the judge and jury. Look, all these people, politicians, judges, bankers, lawyers, the courts, they're all rigged. Look at all the show trials, folks. They're not even, they've sold out the people and the Constitution. So you have to decide if you want this place, America, or it used to be America, to be your home. You have to make a choice. We inherited freedom and constitution from over a million combat soldiers who died for us, never mind the millions who fought and bled for us. That gives us the right to fight for it. Or you can just lay down and have everything that they worked for ruined, destroyed. It's up to us, we the people. Twitter files confirm that Twitter permanently suspended users at the behest of the Biden campaign and the DNC, Democrat National Committee. Fraud, 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 folks. Documents reveal Senate Democrat pressured IRS and the DOJ to target conservative groups. Next, Republicans had more than 74% on Election Day votes in Maricopa County. How did Maricopa County go to the Democrats?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's senatorial election day in Georgia. Herschel Walker.
So it is time for us to stand up, but stand together. Because what the left has tried to do and the guy I'm running against have tried to separate us. Well, we won't let that happen. And let's go back to what the great Bible said, a house divided cannot stand. So we got to start standing right now.
Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock.
He was a great running back, and we're getting ready to set him running back.
soda and snack manufacturer PepsiCo Incorporated is laying off workers at the headquarters of its North American snacks and beverage divisions, a sign that corporate belt tightening is expanding beyond tech and media. Hundreds of jobs will be eliminated in Purchase, New York, Chicago, Illinois, and Plano, Texas. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well,
today
I've got your
take my. When you go to DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
For Vince today, and I'm going to mention a couple more. What I'm already starting to do because the time is that I'm already throwing articles off to the side because I know I'm not going to have time. So I want to mention, I don't know if you heard this last one with the commercial break coming in, but I'm going to repeat it again. Math, this is why I've given so many articles about the dumbing down, the distractions, the divide and conquer strategies. How many articles have I given to you, our listeners, regarding the fact that the powers that be are saying that math is racist? I mean, this is first grade math here. Republicans had more than 75% of the votes on Election Day for Maricopa County. How did the Democrats win that? That's first grade math, folks. That just shows how illegal things are, how much fraud there is. Even Senator Johnson, I think she was on, or he was on Marie Bartiromo just a few days ago, talking about how crooked and corrupt federal law enforcement is. Well, we've been given articles on the DOJ and the FBI and way more for a very long time. Here's another article. Maricopa County poll workers' affidavit relieves how Democrats with out-of-state driver's license and no voter registration was allowed to vote. That's called corruption. That's called fraud. See, if our lawyers and judges are all bought and paid for, no one's doing their job. All of these people have been psychologically profiled to take the money, the bribes, and the blackmail. People aren't earning their job. I'm going to take this opportunity, folks, to talk about an analogy that I give every few months. I haven't given it in a while. I call it my high jumper analogy. So let's say you or me or any Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue was an employer, and their job was to hire high jumpers. That was their business, to win high jumping competitions. Just bear with me here. Just play along. Many years ago, decades and decades and decades ago, the employer would have the bar at 6 feet high, and there was 500 applicants for a job. So 1%, because it was so stringent to get this job for the first interview, and there was two openings. 1% passed, so the second interview interviews five people. So in the second interview, they talk about, instead of proving your results, they talk about your diet, your workout regime, your discipline, your hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, word of honor, work ethic, standards. And then after that second interview, or maybe a third interview that's kind of ceremonial, they hire two people based on those criteria: hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, merit. So today, who gets those two openings for this job? One automatically goes to nepotism connections. In other words, unqualified, and the job is unearned. So there's one more job left. So today, what happens with these employers, doesn't matter if it's government or big corporations, the bar, instead of being 6 feet high, is now 6 inches high. Because God forbid, you're going to have a bunch of people, or the powers that be coercing these people through brainwashing, to lower the bar to 6 inches, because you're going to have people being offended. You're going to have people being called controversial, racist, bigots, sex, misogynist, homophobic, intolerant, hate, conspiracy theorists, maybe white supremacists, all the subsets under all of them. So 6 inches, basically everyone's going to pass, right, for the first interview. So let's say 1% failed because they were on drugs or they were drunk, okay? So now the second interview interviews 495 applicants. Instead of judging by the workout regime, their diet, their discipline, their hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, and merit, now this person who's going to get the second job is going to be based on their skin pigmentation shade, on their gender they identify as, on their sexual orientation, on their religion, and it better not be Christian. So today, one of those job openings goes to somebody who didn't earn their job because of their nepotism connection. And the next job goes to somebody who also didn't earn their job. So the standards go down. And see, the powers that be are using all these psyops like, and I've mentioned many of them. I've read a lot of these psychological studies, like the MIT study. The conclusion is that people believe the official study or narrative when they're less informed, so they can be coerced if they're intellectually lazy and have excuse behaviors and justify and rationalize everything from hate to basically destroying people. You know, mass formation psychosis, it's again, it induces a kind of a fear hypnosis, mind control. It's admitted by the Pentagon to control population and divide and conquer strategies and lower the bars of standards and expectations is part of it. MKUltra was a Nazi program. DARPA and NIH are using this to basically incorporate ideological conformity. And that's why you hear words like sustainability and climate change. It's mind control. It's using nanotechnology and frequencies and manipulating people's minds. It could be electromagnetic radiation. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, too. You know, the mass, social distancing, surveillance, tracking, tracing, hacking humans, gene editing, you know, false flags like school shootings in order to incorporate narratives and whether it be confiscating guns, Agenda 21, climate change, it's all fear and lies. This is all part of this transhumanism movement. Okay, so I'm going to go back to more published articles in the public domain. And because I'm looking at the clock here, I'm not even going to come close to doing what I wanted to do, but that's okay. I found a little homework for you guys, folks. I found a new website. And it's very interesting. It's titled OurNewEarthNews.com. That's Our, O-U-R, NewEarthNews.com. And there was some really interesting articles in here, like World Economic Forum, smart cities worldwide are being transformed into concentration camps. The final lockdown on the elements of the digital prison and social credit scores. People need to be aware of this. This isn't a conspiracy theory. Smartphones are your enemy mapping your life. The solution is don't carry your smartphone. Get rid of them. Look, before we carried our phones, we would check our answer machine and call people back. This isn't rocket science. Okay, a smart community is a community under attack. What does smart really stand for? I'm just going through some of these articles here to wake some people up. Smart meters, we've talked about all this on USAPrepares.com. Most of the alternative media have talked about all this. Okay, smart meters are not what you think they are. Rothschild 5G smart cities, this information is being wiped from the Internet. They absolutely are. World Economic Forum, secret smart city in the Netherlands, Project Genesis. 5G network goes live in 120 U.S. cities. Are you hearing this, folks? 73 million cell phones blocked for people with no digital ID. Another article here, wake up, that's my words, is called KillGrid. The Vax 5G hand sanitizer, test swabs, masks, smartphones, and more. It's basically talking all about electromagnetic warfare. You have to, we've given tons of these articles, you have to do the reading and research. There's an interview on this website, again, OurNewEarthNews.com. I talked about Maria Z from Australia many times. She's a phenomenal humanitarian patriot. And what's happening in Australia is very scary. But look, these are all beta tests around the world. That's going to be happening here. And there's a very intelligent man, and his name is Aman Jabi, that she interviewed for a little over an hour. And they talk. He's an electronic engineer, and he is well-versed, well-educated, well-read. And, boy, he's a thousand times more articulate than me, and you could tell English is his second language. And anyway, long story short, the title of this is The Final Lockdown, Street Lights That Kill in Smart Cities, CBDC, which is Central Bank Digital Currency and Digital ID. You have to be aware of this. This is not, I repeat, this is not a drill. This is not something that we're doing to get ratings. We don't, here at USA Prepares, none of us get paid. None of the people who are on air get paid. We do this as an obligation and duty for America. Now, this Aman Jabi guy, he lives in here in northwest Montana in the Flathead Valley. I normally wouldn't give that information out, but he made it very clear on the interview. And he's an electronic engineer. And he's met with state legislators. He's met with the sheriffs. He's met with the county commissioners. And you know what he said? No one's representing the people, even here in northwest Montana. I want you to think about how scary that is. But it's an interview that you should definitely listen to. He's obviously, you know, when I say judge people by the pick effect, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. Courage is the willingness to be hated for telling the truth. Aman Jabi, just like Maria Z, they're both 10s, okay? They're 10 out of 10. So since I kind of went into healthcare, I'm going to continue there. Here's a tweet that basically says, Canada seems busy hiring body removal agents for sudden and expected deaths. This one company's looking to hire three of them, minimum $200 a day. Now, I'm not trying to be morbid here, folks, but Justin Trudeau recently has said, and I'm quoting him, I'm looking at the tweets or whatever social media this was on. Quote, if you join the protest because you're tired of COVID, you now need to understand you're breaking the law, says Prime Minister Trudeau. And not too long ago, this is what he said. Quote, everyone in China should be allowed to protest. We will continue to ensure that China knows we will stand for human rights and with the people who are expressing themselves. Look, folks, the people in Canada, China, or Germany, Japan, Australia, they're a lot of government people are coming up and saying, hey, we were wrong. People have figured it out. We have to take the righteous move. They're all coming
up. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Back, everybody. Rich Sheeben here. So, you know, just to put an exclamation point, I'm in the healthcare category right now, and I was talking about electromagnetic radiation and things like that. I've read from smartphones, and that website I told you to go to just recently, you know, they talked about how high radiation is emitted from your phone if you visit certain websites you're not supposed to see. That's the technology that they have. So all this talk about graphene oxide and these jabs, you know, it's used for imaging too. And, you know, what we need to do solution-wise is decentralize in every sense of the way, not just for healthcare, but for commerce, for everything. We need to have plan Bs. I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face many times. What I would like to see, like, for example, Northwest Montana, okay? Like, Amon, I just talked about, you're an electrical engineer. Amon, if you're listening or any of your people are listening, think about creating a community intranet. Intranet. And what I mean by that versus an internet is where a smaller group of people use a database that they can control and information. I think that would be, with your background, Amon, I think this would be a home run hit. So we have to avoid, when I talk about technology, and I've given all these examples, published articles in the public domain, basically including facial recognition, it's an identity slavery system. Basically what this tech is doing is stealing your identity, your traditions, your culture, and assigning you a new one. It all boils down to a loss of freedom. And those of you listening to this who don't like to hear this, you have to avoid this default mode that you've heard me talk about. You know, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, blah, blah, blah. You can't, this isn't a conspiracy theorist. Basically, too many people are going into an emotional response. And that's what a lot of these psychological studies are meant to do with these behaviors and the mind control and the wording and the technology and the frequencies. They are designed to make you come back with an emotional response. Once you do that, you automatically lower the bars of standards and qualifications for a job, and you also stop critical thinking in its tracks. And that's when you become part of the slave system, if you survive. It's not about what the powers that be isn't trying to give you knowledge or a happy life. What they want to do is control and manage you in every way, shape, and form, including your mind. We can't ignore reality. We have to have uncomfortable conversations that a lot of people don't want to have. It's the only way to wake people up. Remember, the people in charge, in most cases, it's been proven they've been psychologically profiled for their job to sell out their country. Whether it be election fraud, whether it be eugenics and genocide, whether it be corruption across the board. We have a situation in our power structure that we have too many chiefs and not enough Indians. And that's just part of the symptom of this corruption. You know, it's when I say decentralization, let me give you a healthcare example. Years ago, physicians, doctors, whatever you want to call them, they had single shingles nailed on their home or their clinic, and they cared about their reputation. They wouldn't sell out the American people, and they didn't use Rockefeller synthetic medicine most of the time. So now we have big corporate healthcare services centralizing healthcare. It's the same thing they're doing, you know, when I talk about Karen Kingston, so many physicians and other researchers and scientists who talk about, you know, all this technology, the biosynthetic blood clots that's happening. Do you remember, I mean, in October 2020, we mentioned, and the alternative media did, and still does, the FDA adverse events listed. It was in a draft form. It was listed drafts. It wasn't supposed to get out. It was confidential, but it got out because of some reputable whistleblowers. So we have to realize, this even, as Karen Kingston says, this jab has an HIV envelope. She says this SARS-CoV-2 virus is not a viral human-to-human transmission. It's the technology. It's half technology and half lipid nanopart technology and half biological. And I recommended that interview, see Karen Kingston, October 25th, where she has evidence of all this graphene oxide and lipid particle technology hijacking the human genome. She has the patents. She has the paperwork. She has the Substack. The bioweapons, part biology and part technology. It's on paper. And she says 5G and fiber optic networks activates this technology. It's AI technology. Very dangerous, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.